Good morning. This is Kate Olson with the ISU Extension Office in Cass County with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Today is part of National Farm Safety and Health Week, running from September 18th through the 24th. The theme for this year's Safety Week is Safety Counts, Your Community Depends on It. National Farm Safety and Health Week is a time for folks in the farming community to reflect on some of the maybe more dangerous pieces of their job. Anywhere from parents of young children introducing children to maybe some of the dangers around the farm to helping keep active farmers safe in later life. Iowa State University has lots of publications available on these topics if you're interested. We would invite you to check out our website at the Iowa State University Extension. Just type that into Google and it'll send you right there. Or stop in the office, give us a call, and we can get you some information. One of the publications of information that we want to go over now is a quick review of how you can keep your family safe on the farm by having a few basic farm safety rules in place for your family. Always good reminders as we start to get closer to the busy harvest season when we're seeing lots of vehicle and farm traffic on the roads. Agriculture, as many of you know, is a unique industry because it's not exactly a 9-to-5 job, so there's potential hazards to be found at any time of the day, weekdays, or weekends. But care and guidance from adults can reduce the risk, especially for children living on Iowa farms. Potential hazards can be found associated with farm equipment, farm structures and buildings, as well as livestock. Four basic rules that you can use to keep your family safe. The first one is to designate play areas where children can play with minimal adult supervision and help them to know that these are safe areas and they should stay within those areas when playing. To keep them in these areas, you may also try to provide appropriate play items such as swings, a sandbox, or a playhouse, which will make it too appealing to children. Another thing to keep your children safe, the second rule would be to determine other attractions. Find out with your children by talking to them or watching them where they like to play on the farm and why they like to play there. This might help you identify potential problems and give you an opportunity to explain why certain areas are off limits or dangerous. An explanation is usually more effective than simply a statement that not go there. This may be another time to identify or recall stories or anecdotes of other children who have been injured in similar situations. The third rule is to identify hazards on the farm. You can walk with your children through different areas of the operation and point out potential hazards. Make sure that you include all aspects of your farming operation, such as equipment, livestock pens, fields, machinery, farm buildings, grain storage structures, and the workshop. Children may have trouble remembering which areas are dangerous, you can also label dangerous areas or mark them with a brightly colored sticker or hazard sign, and then explain to the children what this signal means. Explain that machinery and equipment areas are most dangerous when tractors and other equipment are in operation because adults may not be able to see or hear others or may be distracted. Livestock areas may be dangerous because children may be fascinated by them or think that livestock are similar to farm toys that they play with, but they may not understand signs from an animal that they would exhibit right before attacking. Also, the difference in body weight between a child and a farm animal makes injuries common in interactions. They should also understand that farm buildings hold confined spaces where they may be trapped or where gases may be trapped, and workshops may contain power tools or chemicals that could injure them if they play with them. And the final rule is to be a role model for safety. It's very important that adults can set a good example by having safety-conscious actions and attitudes. Children will respond if they see you voicing concerns about safety and if they see adults practicing safety rules in daily life. Designated play areas and safety rules around the farm will not be effective if they're not enforced or if they do not become a daily part of life. Keep these rules in mind and remind children frequently. They need to hear rules on a regular basis and be taught a few rules at a time. Thoughtful consideration for these rules and family rules on the farm will make it a safer place for children. Happy Farm Safety Week, and stay safe.